Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses private sector's cooperation to realize prosperity in the country. Both chambers of Federal Parliament continue discussions on budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges people to adapt caution as Tarai experiences severe heat wave. And road crash kills 9 people and injures 31 others in southern Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. House of Representatives lawmaker have put forth their mixed views on the budget for the next fiscal year. In today's session of the House meeting today, lawmakers stressed the need for implementing the budget, saying it reflected a preliminary model of socialism. They said the budget's effort to reform country's financial system were positive. However, some lawmakers claimed that the budget failed to address the concerns of the private sectors and health sectors. They also commented that the budget was not a progressive one. Meanwhile, speaking at the 0 hours of the House meeting today, lawmakers urged the government to issue the Federal Civil Service Act, determine uniformity in admission and tuition fees for students, and address the shortages of medicine and health workers. The National Assembly also continued discussion on a budget for the upcoming fiscal year today. Taking part in the discussion, the MPs urged the government to correlate the government's policies and programs with the budget. They also asked the government to dare to amend the budget based on the constructive suggestions furnished by the lawmakers, with taking steps to implement its positive aspects. Earlier, speaking during the 0 hours of the Opera House session, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to correcting the names of Nepali embassies in various countries and bringing out the facts related to fake Bhutanese refugee scam. The lawmakers also urged the government to provide relief packages to people suffering from drought and rising heat, arrange disaster risk reduction, and bring Hetauda cement industries into operation. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the country's prosperity is not achievable without involvement and collaboration of the private sector. He said the government is ready to facilitate the private sector to resolve problems they are facing. Inaugurating the Lumbini cable car service promoted by Butwal Hills in Butwal today, the head of the government said he wished to take the private sector together as a journey to the nation's development and prosperity. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa has viewed that the country should exercise its right by issuing a political and administrative map of Greater Nepal. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, leader Thapa said Nepal should do so in the context when neighbouring India issued its cultural map. On the occasion, he said that Nepal has its right over Limpiadura, Kalapani and Lipulik, and no one can take the Nepali territories. World Bank Vice President for South Asia Martin Reza called on Finance Minister Dr. Prakasaran Bahat for holding discussions on Nepal's challenges to fiscal management as well as the new budget's strategy and resource management. Minister Dr. Bahat's secretariat said issues related to projects prioritization, putting assistance in the productive sector and channeling the soft loan, among others, were discussed during the meeting held today. On the occasion, Finance Minister Dr. Bahat thanked the World Bank's representatives for taking a lead role in ensuring financial closure for the Upper Orun hydropower project. Likewise, the World Bank's Vice President Martin said they discussed reforms to drive economic growth and stability, putting into action Nepal's GRID grid agenda and expediting project implementation. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharma has said he is ready to extend full support to make the capital market healthier, comprehensive and more competitive and safer. In his address to the 31st anniversary of the Security Board Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Dr. Mahath said it was the responsibility of the board to ensure the security of 5.6 million investors in the capital market. He advised the board to completely make its business paperless and ensure that no one is capable of taking unexpected gains in the share market. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has asked people to exercise caution in view of the possibility of a heat wave in the Rai belt of the country for the next 4 days. According to the division, the temperature of the country is soaring to as much as over 40 degrees in most part of the Rai. The division officials said the temperature will continue as it takes some days for the monsoon to arrive this year. It has urged people to remain indoors as far as possible during the excessive heat, stay in cool places and wear protected clothes while walking out to avoid heat waves. The Tarai region of the country has been severely affected due to heat waves for some days. The All Nepal Football Association, ANFA, has announced the Nepali national football team today for the 14th edition of Men's SAF Championship to be held in India. Head coach of Nepali national football team Vincenzo Alberto Inesh announced a 23-member team for the tournament, which will be held from the 21st of June. Nepal will play its first match against Kuwait on 21st of June, then against host India on 24th of June, and against Pakistan on the 27th of June in the group round. You are listening to Read Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 9 passengers were killed and 31 others injured in the road accident in Afghanistan's southern Jabul province. A statement from provincial police said the deadly mishap occurred in the provincial capital, Qalat City, when a passenger bus collided with another vehicle coming from the opposite direction on Thursday. This is the third road accident in the country since Wednesday morning. Millions of people in North America have been advised to wear N95 masks outdoors due to poor air quality levels sparked by intense wildfires in Canada. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that New York would distribute 1 million masks to state residents on Thursday. Canada has said the people should wear a mask if they are unable to remain indoors. Officials warned that dangerously smoky conditions are expected to persist into the weekend. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in coast province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi province and hilly regions of Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses private sector's cooperation to realise prosperity in the country. Both chambers of Federal Parliament continue discussions on budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges people to adopt caution as Tarai experiences severe heat wave. And road crash kills 9 people and injures 31 others in southern Afghanistan. That's the end of News Bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.